Welcome to the Trailer Cast with Elise Snipes. Each week, I will be sharing with you from inside my vintage trailer where I work as a therapist and share some of my musings on the human experience. I am endlessly fascinated and inspired by people. I love being a therapist and am deeply grateful for the intimate and beautiful work I get to do. I believe we are wildly capable of healing and making this world a better place, and this is my attempt at doing that. Sharing beauty to invoke beauty. May you find yourself inside these stories and ponderings and be better for it. Cheers. So it is back to school. I know I mentioned it a little bit last week, but I just sent my son, my oldest child, to kindergarten. There is a part of me that thinks, man, I have been raising children for 100 years. How is it even remotely possible that my own oldest child is only going to kindergarten? There is, of course, also this other part of me that feels entirely overwhelmed about the whole thing, right? Like he's going to be 6 next week. Like, all these things are changing. I also realize that I, as much as I hate to acknowledge it, I have not adequately prepared him to face the world. So I don't know. I feel like as I was watching him walk away that I realized that there were so many things I had yet to tell him, like about the world and making friends and new schools and all that stuff. And I was thinking about it, and like, it's either like he was like too young and I feel like he like wouldn't have understood. And now I feel like I waited and it's too late. He's like already doing the thing. Or maybe I just took for granted that like when they used to go to preschool, it was where my husband worked. So we really haven't ever been new anywhere. So like all I wanted to do was like reach out and grab his little backpack and draw him back to me and just like download as much information as I possibly could in 30 seconds. Isaac, don't pick your nose in class. Use your words. Be friendly. Look people in the eyes, right? But there was absolutely not time for that. And I feel like it totally would have overwhelmed him. It would have been like in one ear and out the other. And so I just held back. Instead, I looked him in his little baby face and I told him, have fun. Be yourself. And I'll pick you up in a couple hours. I should also tell you that Isaac is going to a dual immersion school, which means he is literally going to be going to school in another language, which is really cool because I don't speak Spanish, you know? The only thing I can do is literally like order a beer and say, let's dance, which I didn't feel was super appropriate for kinder. So what am I even doing? Like, I started swirling into like mom madness. I drove home in a frenzy. I ran to the trailer and I just made a list of all the things I wish I had said and all the things I still want him to know. And then I asked him if he would like to have a date in the trailer so I could share some stuff with him that I think would be good for him to know. This is what I came up with. In no particular order and in rapid fire form. You are my son no matter where you go. You're my son no matter where you go. It's everyone's first day, right? I think sometimes we feel like it's just us and we're the only one who's new and showing up here, but it's everyone's first day. So everyone might feel a little nervous and everyone might feel a little unsure and everyone's figuring it out. My body, my choice. This is true for you and others. This felt like excruciatingly like painful to like have to like tell him. But my body, my choice. People don't get to touch you without consent or permission, and you don't get to touch anybody else without consent or permission. Look people in the eye. Be brave. Have fun. Isaac is our firstborn, our like rule follower. He is my maybe going to be an Enneagram 1, the perfectionist. So have fun is like a prescription I like need to give him. Have fun, loosen up, lighten up, enjoy. Families have different rules, so ours still apply to you even if we're not there. And even if you're not home, right? Like, I wanted him to have this idea that, like, there's, like, this traveling, like, covenant that might, like, go with him wherever he goes. So it's not like when he's at school, our rules don't apply and he's just out there winging it. And I also want him to understand that different families will have different rules and different permissions and things that they're allowed to do or not allowed to do and are still apply. Think critically, but don't be critical. Such a huge difference, right? I want him to learn and engage and to think critically, but I don't want him to be critical of everything or everyone. Pay attention to your feelings, says the therapist to her child. but really, maybe even more so for little boys who are told that it's not okay for them to have feelings or to suck it up or man up or whatever. But pay attention to your feelings. This is how you build intuition. If you are going through your day and you feel like something isn't right, that's you learning to trust that your inner instinct will serve and protect you. Pay attention to your feelings. You're going to know what makes you feel this way and what makes you feel this way. And it's going to allow you to have power in your life, to make decisions based on your experience. Kindness can change the world. I believe that. I believe it so much. Kindness, what a powerful concept, right? Get to know people that are different from you. I feel like I shouldn't even have to say this one, but I feel like maybe here in Orange County, it's just even more like exacerbated the obviousness of what happens when we remain in relationships that lack diversity, that our world closes in, it gets smaller, that nothing gets challenged because nothing's different. So as long as everything's like, we're all trying to maintain like homeostasis or something like that in some way. It's important for our kids that even at the very beginning, I hope that he knows to get to know people that are different from him. So it's not so weird or exotic or like groundbreaking to do it when he's older, that this would be like the most obvious thing in the world. Get to know people that are different from you. Stand up for what you believe in. This is a lesson that is going to be like a long time in the making for him. Stand up for what you believe in. What you think about you is more important than what others think of you. Define yourself, right? I think that's the process of what happens even while we're in school or while we're going through like our youth, even into adulthood. Define yourself. Figure out who you are and be that. Know who is picking you up from school and don't go home with anyone else. I feel like our kids should know, like, literally, like, if they don't recognize that person, then they're not getting in the car, no matter if they know our names or your brother and sister's names or whatever or whoever. Know who is picking you up from school and don't go home with anyone else. Words create worlds. Have you guys seen, like, that toothpaste metaphor or whatnot? Like this mom, I think, of course, a mom, like, right? She, like, squeezes out a whole tube of toothpaste and then asks her daughter to, like, put all the toothpaste back into the tube. And the daughter's like, Mom, I can't, right? That's impossible. And the mom says, exactly. And that's exactly what words are like. That once they're out there, it's impossible to stuff them back in. Your words have the opportunity to create worlds. Worlds of kindness or worlds of, like, striving, worlds of like generosity and beauty, or worlds of people feeling like crap when they're around you because you're mean. Words create worlds. There's life beyond school. You know, sometimes there's such like micro vision, tunnel vision about school, like that your friends are everything and my grades are everything and this is everything that'll ever be always. There is life beyond school. You're all going to graduate and go on to something else. So just taking stock in what is a short-term game, not a long-time game. Use your words, especially for my son, Isaac. Use your words. Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. Your teacher is a person too, okay? I remember the first time I saw like my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Baldoni, at the grocery store, and it was like, you buy food? Like, you exist outside my classroom? Yeah. And teachers have feelings, and teachers get tired, and teachers have their own lives and probably children. They're not always going to be on. They're trying their best. Their job is insane. Your teacher is a person too. Just remember that. Pain is a part of the human experience. I think sometimes our first like brush by pain, it can feel like we are the only person going through it. Like we are the only one that this is happening to. That's not true. It's universal. Everyone will experience pain and some form of suffering. It is not unique only to you or to your life. So when you meet it, greet it. Walk away. Activism can look like peace. I feel like I want to walk into our kids' education with my eyes wide open and their eyes wide open. They're going to face things that are not okay. I'm projecting, but I am assuming, especially at a dual immersion school, it feels like there is like ripe with the opportunity for people to like have their opinions and pass that on to the next generation. So walk away. Activism can look like peace. If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. When I work with adults in therapy, oftentimes one of our first pieces of work is helping them to get reconnected to their own voice, like to their own inner knowing of what is okay and what is not okay. Sometimes that gets disconnected because people stop trusting their feelings or they compromise their feelings in order to fit in or compromise their feelings in order for that person to like them or to stay in their relationship or marriage or whatnot. If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. So I want him to pay attention to that, to know that he can trust himself. He can trust if it doesn't sit right in his gut, then it probably isn't. And then he'll know what to do. This is for the older kids. There are some things that I think my kiddos are just obviously not ready to hear. But there are infinity things that if I could just like herd and huddle all of the teens together, this is what I would tell you. For all the older kids out there, here's my rule of thumb for a Friday night. Would you do it on a Saturday morning? How many times is it when you wake up on a Saturday morning, are you like, ugh, that was the worst decision ever? There is something that happens on Friday night or Saturday night where all of a sudden it's like all the rules go out the window and like all the dumb stuff sounds like the greatest idea that anyone's ever had. Ask yourself, hey, would I do this tomorrow morning? If the answer is no, don't do it. Sex, let's talk about it. Purity is not gender specific. Don't let anyone shame you. There is an actual physiological exchange that happens when you are intimate with someone. Your body will remember. Sex is something you work on with a partner and something that should feel good for both people. I'm saying that because I recently drove by two teenagers in a parked car and yelled out the window, "You deserve better than a parking lot." I was that mom. I did it because I'm sitting there thinking, what's that girl doing? What's that guy doing? Are you guys kidding me right now? This is the best you could do? This is where you're putting sex? Like in your car with no tint in a parking lot where we can all see you? Like Anyway, that's why I yelled out the window. Okay. If you aren't ready to go into your gynecologist and discuss birth control options, STDs, and use anatomically correct terms, you probably aren't ready for sex. Also, if you aren't ready to buy your own condoms and use them, you also aren't ready for sex. Bodies. I'm going to just break it down to you real quick. You will never look as good as you do right now. So live it up. You probably didn't think I was going there, but I'm serious. As you sit there and like nitpick your body and break it all down into my thigh gap, my this gap, my blah, 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 you'll never look as good as you do. So work it. Drinking and drugs. After leaving recently the world of addiction, I'm genuinely heartfelt, like traumatized. There are things I cannot unsee or stories that I cannot unhear. The majority of people that I was working with in treatment were 20 somethings. Their top three reasons for using drugs: boredom, to fit in, or to numb emotional pain. Boredom, to fit in, to numb emotional pain. Okay, here's the deal. There is not a single person that came through that said, yeah, I figured I'd end up here. Yeah, I knew I would get addicted, end up in treatment, be a junkie, ruin my life. Not one person, the continual refrain was, I never thought it would be me. And while they don't look like you now, these were the football stars, the cheerleaders, or the book nerds, the cute girl next door, the kid from the perfect family, and the one who had it all together. Don't think it can't happen to you. And here's why. Your brain is literally still forming, and so when you put a substance like drugs or alcohol, you're literally altering your brain chemistry. You're telling your brain what to want more of, and because your brain is still forming, you cannot distinguish the difference between wants and needs, and so you're going to listen and go and do it again and have more and give in. And each time you do, you're going to numb yourself a little more, a little more. And you're going to stop using all the other tools that your mama gave you to get through the hard stuff. And you're going to start using drugs or alcohol to self-soothe or to pass time or to be cool or to fit in. And then this is going to be the only tool you have left, which is going to stunt your development as a human being. Okay. Not being dramatic here. When I ask or look back and talk to my friends when we went through high school or college together, I don't have a friend who was like, gosh, I am so glad I partied that hard in high school. Yeah, really glad I got that out of my system. Nope. But the people who figured out how to walk some like form of like their own like level road, they don't have like regret. What's the rush? What for? You're not going to look any cooler when you're drunk. People aren't going to like you more. Boys will notice you, but not for the right reason. So you're literally like, it's an ironic circle here you're going to continue to run into. What you are looking for, you can have all on your, like within yourself without any of those additional substances. You don't need to add anything to you to be great. Okay. The other thing is, as sick as this is, I wish that teenagers could tour detox facilities and listen to the stories of how it all got started. Long short of it, there are things that you can do that you will never come back from. You have your whole adult life to mess up with this stuff, but enjoy your youth. It is fleeting. Also to you older kids, parents are not the enemy. Okay, there's going to be days when it feels this way. There's probably going to be whole months. It is okay for you to struggle like that. You're both working out how to get through your teenage years. Talk about it. You are not alone. It gets better. It gets better. If you need to get online and figure out, like, who knows that? There is a whole community. Literally, you can follow the hashtag, it gets better. Do not let high school be a sinkhole where you think that this is it, that this is going to be the only thing and that my pain is too much to handle. Listen, it is just the beginning. It is just the beginning and the pain will end. Be gracious to yourself. This one for high school and college. Don't take everything personally. It's probably not about you. Like when you walk in, you think everyone's looking at you. They're not. They're wondering if you're looking at them. Okay. It's not about you. So I wrapped up all those notes, thinking about my kids as they get older. And then I realized that there are some things that I probably needed to tell myself or other moms and dads out there. This parenting gig is hard. I mean, it is unthinkably, mind-bendingly hard. Some days I feel like it's like some emotionally sadistic game of chutes and ladders. Like feeling like you're like making progress and really doing the thing. And then bam, down the chute, so far back, it feels like you're never going to make it forward in time to win the game. This shit is hard. Especially if you are still entangling yourself from your own childhood. So I have something to say to you too. Raising children is not a competition. You can only be you. So instead of feeling like you're falling short, can you just own the you that you are? It's kind of like that whole potluck analogy thing. We need diversity and unique dishes. We need plain potato salad and Indian curry and food we can't pronounce. We need G-free options and paleo weirdness. Listen, we need all of you. Be nice. Be nice. This is the same stuff we tell our kids, but I mean it. Sometimes that lesson loses power along the way, or adults feel like it doesn't really apply to them anymore. But be nice. Also, if you are listening and you have the ability to make t-shirts, I want one that says, I'm new here. Okay, I'm serious. If you can do that for me, let me know. As a new parent on campus, I know nothing. I like nothing. So if you see me wandering the campus crying because I didn't prepare my kindergartner for this world, help me. I'm new here and I need you. A word about mom friends. Be generous. Scoot over. Make room for us. On the first day of school this year, I felt like I was going back to junior high. Like in one like area of like that little playground or whatever, there's like all the yoga pants moms in one corner with their Bob strollers and green juice. And then there was like the working moms and their fancy hair and makeup and high heels. There was like the stay-at-home moms with their stained shirts and other babies everywhere. Why do we lump together like this? Like, step outside the familiar. Be the parent to awkwardly walk up and introduce yourself with your I'm new here shirt on and a hopeful grin and an open mind. Let's show our kids, not just tell our kids. Be gracious. Start with yourself. Like when I sent Isaac to his first day of school without lunch, like a total rookie, instead of heaping on my head shame, I had to just own it. I had to acknowledge that, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never had a kindergartner before. I'm learning. I'm figuring it out as I go, just like everyone else. Make friends with people in different stages of your life. Make friends with people that are in different stages than you are. Ask them all of the questions. Listen to what they have to say. This is a shout out to Melissa, by the way. Thank you for meeting me at Ellie's table and telling me all the things. Seek out people who can speak into your child's life. They need more than your voice. Find out like what kind of kid you have. They cannot only hear it from you. Kids don't want to hear it from their parents, unfortunately. Find people in your life that you're like, hey, listen, I see that you are either doing something or you have some connection with my kiddo. Like, would you just take them under your wing for the next year, so junior high or through high school or whatnot? Would you just take them once a month to just go and check in, see how they're doing? I want you to invite you into a relationship with my child that is different than just like waving hi and bye at pickup, right? Do what works for you and your family. If you are uncomfortable with something, or you have a nap routine, or you're not sure, you don't like what's going on with like the new relationships that are developing, no problem. Use your words. Stay true to who you are. Be kind. You know, the things that we tell our kids, it's really not so far off from what we need to hear too. So here's the thing. If you were sitting here with me in the trailer and we were just decompressing the back to school grind and all the things that come with parenting, I would want to know, what do you have to say? And have you said it? Make a list, borrow from mine, and then tell your people. To the parents of young kids, courage, dear heart, and tequila. To parents of older kids, remember how flooding pain was, how all-consuming and how final it all felt. And may that create in you compassion, patience, and grace. Lighten up. You're in this for the long haul. Commit to the long game of having an adult relationship with your adult child. Maintain perspective. Create a family mission statement, somewhere visible. You all can collaborate on it. Keep it simple. Something everyone can remember. Have fun, right? We're all going to be served some suffering in this life, so keep it light when you can, right? Like, don't rush. Don't be confused by your routine. Stop at the park on your way home. Give your kids an experience of wonder. Don't explain away the sunset. Enter into the magic with them. Okay, get to it. We have a generation of world changers to raise. Thanks for listening. To connect with me, suggest a topic for the show, or ask a question from your own life you would like to have answered, email me at elise@trailercast.com.
ELYSE at trailercast.com. You can also see more on the TrailerCast website or follow me on Instagram at TrailerCast, where you can watch the renovation of my vintage mobile office and see more from behind the scenes. Remember, you can subscribe on iTunes and tell your friends.